Thousands of Australian children are having one-on-one reading sessions with a gentle furry companion. The not-for-profit organization StoryDogs is improving the reading and literacy skills of many primary schools' children across Australia. The Wire's Madeline Graham has more.
Furry companions around Australia are helping the development of primary school children's literacy and reading skills. Australian non-for-profit organisation StoryDogs has over 540 volunteers across Australia who are bringing their furry companions into schools. The dogs are supporting more than 2,000 children each week on their reading skills. Co-founder of StoryDogs, Janine Sigley, says the program helps children who are behind in reading and literacy with one-on-one reading sessions with a volunteer and their dog.
What we find is that teachers, with their busy classrooms and all the reporting that they have to do and all the 100 things that they have to do, don't find the time all that often to read one-on-one with the children. So the students who are just a little bit behind, they start to get behind a little bit more and a little bit more, and all of a sudden they're really behind. So we pick up those students who don't get any other assistance in the classroom or any other assistance from the school, and sometimes at home they're not reading as well. So we pick up those students usually around year two and provide one-on-one reading sessions every week. So the dog team goes into the school and the child comes out of the classroom and sits one-on-one with the dog and the handler and reads to the dog.
She says the presence of the dogs are improving children's self-confidence.
The program works a lot on their self-confidence. So if a child is wanting to learn and is wanting to be engaged with the learning process, well then the teachers can do their job so much better. Everyone can help that child so much better. But if the child's shut down and doesn't want to learn or feels that they're frightened or threatened in the classroom or it's all too much or overwhelming, well then it's really, really difficult to help that child. So we help them bring that child out of their shell.
The program has lowered the absentee rates in schools and are making children excited to learn.
So we find that absentee rates go down with children who are part of the program. They come to school on StoryDogs Day. They get ready for school much more easily if it's StoryDogs Day. They look forward to it. So it's those sort of aspects that we can measure that really make the program worthwhile.
Miss Sigley says the dogs are encouraging selective mute students to read out loud.
So some children, what we also call selective mutes, so they don't speak at school. They sometimes speak at home and in that environment where they feel secure, but at school they don't speak. So we can really work with those children in that we say, well, look, you just talk to the dog and I won't listen. And so that starts to break down those barriers and the child opens up to the dog and starts to read to the dog rather than to the person. And all of a sudden we've got that child interacting and becoming out of their shell and then can start to learn in a normal way.
She says the program's dogs go through a process, making them suitable for the program.
We do put them through an accreditation process, and that looks mostly at the dog's temperament. And we're looking for dogs that have a really gentle nature, are calm around children, like to be with people and like to be with children, and like to be patted.
Various breeds of dogs are used in the program.
Retrievers, Labradors, poodles, smaller dogs are all fine. The ones that aren't all that good are the working dogs because they want to be doing something. They don't want to be just lying there to a story.
Co-founder of StoryDogs, Janine Sigley there, speaking with The Wire's Madeline Graham.